Good morning. Welcome to Jenkins. It's Youth Sunday today, as you can see. Are there any first-time visitors here? Okay, I've got some. It's the Watson family, and then Amanda, Tate, and then I think that's it for me. Is there anybody else? Okay. Announcements are in your bulletin if you'd like to see them. If you plan on attending the Wednesday night supper, please fill out the RSVP in your bulletin and put it in the offering plate. They'll be serving chicken and dressing, peas and carrots, and rolls and salads. October 24th is Native American Sunday. The church is called to pray for the Choctaw Presbytery, its planning council, and director in their mission efforts. The Jenkins Annual Cookout and Hayride is today at the Strasser Farm on Mullins Road. Paper goods will be provided, but you bring the hot dogs, the buns, the drinks, the desserts, and anything else for your family. The children's Christmas program rehearsals are Wednesdays, October 27th, November 3rd, 10th, and 17th at 5 p.m. If you have any questions, call Kim Hardison. There will be a baby shower for Keith and Zanny Martin Tuesday night, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the church. Everyone is welcome, and they are registered at Babies R Us, and they're having a girl. The fall retreat at Crystal Springs is October 30th through the 31st for all 6th through 12th graders. It's $32 per person. On October 31st, the church will be having a 5th Sunday fellowship breakfast during Sunday school. And then just a reminder, if you haven't turned in your Operation Christmas Child shoebox, please return it to the church by Friday, November 12th. Are there any announcements from the congregation? No. Please fill out the attendance register and pass it to the other people in the pew with you. Are there any prayer requests? Please bow your heads for a moment, a silent prayer. Amen. We have a special time of greeting this morning that will be led by Jacqueline Franciscan and Jessica Camus.
Okay, we're going to sing a song for you. It's called Jesus and Me. We're going to sing it one time around, and then after you hear it, you can sing it with us.
Jesus in me, that's the Jesus in you. With Jesus in me, that's the Jesus in you. So easy, so easy, so easy. If you feel love,
if you want to sing it with us, you can. We're going to sing it one time. And then after we sing that, we'll sing it two times. And while we're singing it, you can greet your neighbor.
The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. So easy. So easy. So easy. You're easy enough.
Now we're going to sing it two times around. If you like to stand up, and you can greet your neighbors and the people behind you and in front of you.
The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. So easy. So easy. So easy, easy to love. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. So easy, so easy, so easy.
You may be seated.
The call to worship is in your bulletin. It comes from Psalm chapter 1, verse 19. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your laws endure to this day. For all this serve you.
Please turn your hymnal to page 98 for How Majestic Is Your Name. Share with your neighbors. And again, it's page 98.
Oh, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Dear Lord, be with Paul, help us understand his message, and God bless all of us. Amen.
Please bow your head for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please turn your hymnals to page 109 to sing Amazing Grace. Excuse me, 189.
Our faith in God by the statement of the Apostles' Creed on page 716 in your hymnal. It looks like this. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please turn your hymnals to page 63. And this.
Offertory sentence for today comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. Would the ushers please come forward at this time?
Please bow your hands. Lord, we thank you for all you have given us, all you have blessed us with. Please accept these offerings in order to fulfill your will on this earth and through the people of this church and community. Amen.
Our scripture lesson for today will be read by Nikki and Aaron.
Timothy 6:6-10. But godliness with contentment in great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation, into a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Proverbs 30:7-9. Two things I ask of you, Lord. O Lord, do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much of disowned you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to start this morning with a question for everybody. What are the most important things to you in your life right now? And what do you want and worry over the most? Could be nice clothes to look good in. Or how about what your next meal is going to be? Or maybe it's football. I know how that is. I really like football. Or it could be money, because that can buy you the football tickets, the meal, and the nice clothes. I've been saving my money for a couple of years, trying to get a new car, so I know how the money goes. All these things are fine and dandy, but where do they fit in our life? Are we placing more emphasis on our material possessions than we are God, the source of these possessions? From our scripture, we read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6-10. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. All right, just a little background info on 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy was written by Paul to Timothy to guide him and warn him of the false teachings that were plaguing many of the Christians at this time. Paul wanted to make sure Timothy knew exactly what was right so that he could guide the Christians while Paul was gone to other churches. In verse 6, Paul writes, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Contentment is being satisfied with who you are and what you have. You and not your neighbor with the Lexus or that athletic kid who's MVP of football, basketball, and the soccer teams, but who you are and what you have. Godliness, according to Paul, is having a strong relationship with God through faith. So our goal as Christians is a strong relationship with God, who is our source of contentment. As you grow closer to God, your priorities become clear to you, and you discover exactly how He is your source of contentment. He'll show you that any worries that are caused by materialistic desires are just a waste of time. Verse 8 says, "But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." Most people want to have the latest, coolest things. But these things really won't last, and they don't bring us any closer to God. Focusing on what we don't have makes us forget to thank God for what we might take for granted, such as a home, family who loves us, good friends, food to eat, and most importantly, a Heavenly Father who loves us and watches over us. God wants us to be content with what we have. All right, so I just told you that God wants your first priority to be focused on Him, and that will lead you to contentment. But how do you do this in a society that values riches and money so highly? Well, the Bible has many verses that will help point you in the right direction, such as 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9, which says, "People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction." Ruin and destruction. And that you know, it's pretty clear to me. And if that's not enough, verse 10 states, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Not all evil, just all kinds of evil. And I just want to pause and say that money is not the problem here. It's just loving money and the things it buys more than God. That's the problem. I'm not trying to tell you guys to go quit your job or anything like that, but just know that God's more important. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 8 and 9 offer sound advice on why you should keep God as your first priority. It says, "Keep me from lying and being dishonest, and don't make me either rich or poor. Just give me enough food for each day. If I have too much, I might reject you and say, 'I don't know the Lord.' If I'm poor, I might steal and disgrace the name of my God." This is important because if you just got so much money and you forgot where it came from, you forgot who gave you the opportunity to get that money or the mind or just however you got the money, if you just forget that God was the source of all this, then you would forget and just praise yourself and not Him. If you're too poor, you're going to disgrace God and think that He forsake you or something like that, which is not true at all. He has a plan for you. So that's important to me. And as 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 states, "For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out." That's so true. You know, Bill Gates has all this money, but when he dies, he's just going to be the same as anyone else because all that money matters, doesn't matter at all. And, chasing after all these things can cause worry. And is there anyone in here that does not worry at all? I mean, everybody worries. So, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27 says, "So I tell you, don't worry about the food or drink you need to live, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more important than food, and the body is more than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your Heavenly Father feeds them. And you know that you're worth much more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it." This is important to me, and it's really reassuring because God's saying to us that He knows what we need in order to live, and if we trust Him and have faith in Him, He'll provide for us. And in verse 26, God uses the birds to illustrate His point that just as He takes care of them, He's going to take care of us. And as He says, we are much more important to Him than birds. I mean, we're made in His image and everything. So, and God does not want us to worry too much about our daily needs or to get so caught up in trying to get material possessions, but rather Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 says, "The thing you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what God wants. Then all these other things you need will be given to you." And remember, it's need, not want. God is the source of contentment, and His priorities for you are what you need and maybe not everything you want. Paul knew about contentment. In his letter to the church at Philippi, he said he had learned to be satisfied with the things he had and everything that happened to him. He knew how to live when he had plenty, and he knew how to live when he was poor. He had learned the secret of being happy at any time, no matter what happened. What was the secret? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So how do we build a firm foundation for appreciation? It begins with being content with what you have and not your neighbor. You find that contentment by placing God and His desires for you first and foremost in your life. God loves us and cares deeply for us and will be there waiting to greet us when we go to heaven. Our money and earthly possessions, they won't be there. So try not to worry about the material things and the stress they bring in this life, and be content and happy with what God has provided, because only God's glory will matter when we're with Him in eternity. That's all I have today, so thank you. Thank you.
Please turn your hymnal to page 143.
Fellowship is with us and having them to share your truths with us. thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't know, but that sucks.
Oh,
thank you.
Eagles Wings. Please turn your hymnals to,
I don't know, 112 is it?
Please turn your hymnals to page 112.
Susan, will you sing that one with us? Because I don't know it.
I think we should probably
all
do, pick another
song. Yeah, can we pick another song? I have no idea how to sing that.
Yeah, can we pick an easier song?
Okay, Jesse, let's practice our...
Thank you. You look to refresh and really be for the best on Isaiah.
start over one more time.
Wait, come on. Wait, let's do the Jesus and Me thing, because I can get...
All right.
Okay.
Jesus and me, love the
Jesus. Are we bothering y'all? Okay. 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 Okay.
No. Maybe they can say we weren't bothering you.
The Jesus and me, love the Jesus and you. Jesus and me, love the Jesus.
So easy.
So easy.
I still got
it. So easy.
Yeah, that one's easy. So easy.
So easy.
Correct.
See, so it's like so, and then you're
like. Okay.
We'll have to go.
What would it be?
look like and what you want to see. If they meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets, and yeah, yeah, God is great, yeah, yeah, God is good, yeah, 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 yeah. Make his way home. Back up to heaven all alone. Nobody
calls. What
when you
sing?
God.
God.
See, it gets really loud when you listen.
God.
God. Wait, do you want to take it?
Are you supposed to bring the microphones or no?
That was wrong. Also, the way that the